Hi, my name is Brandy Woodry. I am a daughter of Christ, wife, mother of three beautiful daughters, and a full-time public school teacher. Emerald is my birthstone. While researching, I learned that the toughness of an emerald is generally poor. I am an emerald daughter because I find my strength to do all things in my life from my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You don't have to have a May birthday to be an emerald daughter. Come, won't you join me for today's episode? Hey, everybody, and welcome back. This is a mini-series over cognitive distortions, and today's cognitive distortion is overgeneralization. And again, my definitions are taken from Carry On Coaching LLC, that's CARRION-coaching.com. And according to them, overgeneralization is when you reach a general conclusion based on a single incident or piece of evidence. You exaggerate the frequency of problems and use negative global labels. And so, as a daughter of Christ and looking into this in the Bible, there are a couple different places where I feel like this is fitting. One of them is in Exodus when Pharaoh kills all babies, Hebrew sons, and we have the story of Moses. And so in Exodus 1 verses 7 through 10, the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and grew exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. Now there arose a new king over Egypt who didn't know Joseph. He said to his people, "Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it happen that when any war breaks out, they also join themselves to our enemies and fight against us and escape out of the land." And so he ultimately then makes them slaves and orders the male sons to die. We also see a similar thing happening when Jesus is born and in danger from Herod in chapter 2, verse 16. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked by the wise men, was exceedingly angry and sent forth and killed all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all the surrounding countryside from 2 years old and under, according to the exact time which he had learned from the wise men. So both of these leaders reached a general conclusion based on a single incident or piece of evidence. And based on that, they believed that these people, Jesus and Moses, were going to be dangerous to them, that these Israelites were going to be dangerous. And so they chose to perform an action, a very extreme action, based on that one piece of evidence. And as a wife, sometimes I know that, like, my husband likes a certain meal or to eat out, and there are certain times that we've gone out and I've chosen a restaurant or he has, and I eat there, and I eat there one time and the food is not as good, or maybe the service is not as good, or something doesn't go as well as I thought it would. And so I end up not eating there again just because of that one bad time. So that's an example of an overgeneralization, that you have one bad night of service or food, or maybe it's just one item on the menu, and yet you decide that you're not going to go there again. And I know that at times that frustrates my husband because he likes certain restaurants, and then I'll say, "Well, I don't want to eat there because of the last time," that kind of thing. So again, overgeneralization, making that general statement conclusion on one incident. And maybe if I were to try it again, it wouldn't be a bad service again or a bad food item or whatever it was. As a mother, sometimes when one thing happens, we assume that it must have been happening all along, and we start jumping to conclusions. So sometimes a small thing, especially with teenagers in those difficult teenage years, if one thing happens, we immediately assume that there must be 100 other things happening with our child, instead of just looking at the one thing sometimes and identifying what that one thing is and working through the one thing with our kid. Sometimes we jump to conclusions, or we think that it's bigger than what it might be. And so open communication there and not overgeneralizing and talking with them about it to decide, is it bigger than that? Is it a bigger issue? As a teacher, sometimes one bad day, you catch yourself maybe complaining about something, and then you overgeneralize, and all of a sudden, one bad day becomes all bad days. Or if, one kid does something, then you think to yourself that they must all be doing that thing. And so again, not overgeneralizing, but catching yourself in those thoughts and those moments and thinking to yourself that just because one thing happened that wasn't good doesn't mean that everything has to be bad. As a runner, thinking that one bad run or one poor run makes you think that you should stop running altogether because apparently everything that you've done up to that point must not be the greatest because you had one bad run. And so again, I try to remind myself, I may not, again, be where I might want to be. Maybe I just have a bad run or a bad day, but at least I did something. We can find our encouragement today by remembering that these things are God's will. We often forget that this is God's will and that certain things have to happen in order to allow other things to happen. God protected both Jesus and Moses. We know that from Exodus as well as from Matthew. And so he will protect us also. He needed them to serve their purpose, just like he needs us to do that as well. And so to end this episode today with prayer, dear Lord, thank you that one thing does not automatically cancel all things. Praise to you that you protect us and that you need us to serve you and that you allow us to serve you and to fill your calling that you've called us to do. We are your clay, Lord, and you are our potter. And so we pray that we would not reach general conclusions based on single incidents, but that we would look to you in all things and remind ourselves that you are in control and that things happen according to your will. We thank you and we praise you. Amen. Thank you for joining me for today's episode. If you like what you heard, click subscribe to be notified of future episode releases. It is my goal always to leave this world a little better than I found it by being a light in the darkness. Finding my strength through Jesus Christ, this Emerald Daughter is saying, stay happy, healthy, and safe today and always.